Week 2, Saturday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us listen for the voice of the Lord, and enter into his peace. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us listen for the voice of the Lord, and enter into his peace. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as night, not wanting nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice, like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling their sight. All Lord we would render, O help us to see, 'tis only the splendour of light hideth thee. The Lord alone has wrought marvellous works, for his love endures for ever. Psalm 135. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures for ever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his love endures for ever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his love endures for ever. Who alone has wrought marvellous works, for his love endures forever. Whose wisdom it was made the skies, for his love endures forever. Who fixed the earth firmly on the seas, for his love endures forever. It was he who made the great lights, for his love endures forever. The sun to rule in the day, for his love endures forever. The moon and the stars in the night, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord alone has wrought marvellous works, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from Egypt, with arm outstretched, with power in his hand. Psalm 135 continued. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from their midst, for his love endures forever. Arm outstretched, with power in his hand, for his love endures forever. He divided the Red Sea in two, for his love endures forever. He made Israel pass through the midst, for his love endures forever. He flung Pharaoh and his force into the sea, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. He brought Israel out from Egypt, with arm outstretched, with power in his hand. To the God of heaven give thanks, he set us free from our foes. Psalm 135 concluded. Through the desert his people he led, for his love endures forever. Nations in their greatness he struck, for his love endures forever. Kings in their splendour he slew, for his love endures forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, for his love endures forever, and Og, the king of Bashan, for his love endures forever. He let Israel inherit their land, for his love endures forever. On his servant their land he bestowed, for his love endures forever. He remembered us in our distress, for his love endures forever. And he snatched us away from our foes, for his love endures forever. He gives food to all living things, for his love endures forever. To the God of heaven give thanks, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. To the God of heaven give thanks. He set us free from our foes. Lord, let me know your ways. Teach me your paths. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people. He said, "Observe the month of Abib and celebrate the Passover for the Lord your God, because it was in the month of Abib that the Lord your God brought you out of Egypt by night. You must sacrifice a Passover from your flock or herd for the Lord your God in the place where the Lord chooses to give his name a home. You must not eat leavened bread with this. For 7 days you must eat it with unleavened bread, the bread of emergency. For it was in great haste that you came out of the land of Egypt. So you will remember all the days of your life, the day you came out of the land of Egypt. For 7 days no leaven must be found in any house throughout your territory, nor must any of the meat that you sacrifice in the evening of the first day be kept overnight until morning. You may not sacrifice the Passover in any of the towns that the Lord your God gives you, but only in the place where the Lord your God chooses to give his name a home. There you must sacrifice the Passover in the evening, at sunset, at the hour at which you came out of Egypt. You must cook it and eat it in the place the Lord your God chooses, and in the morning you are to return and go to your tents. For 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the 7th day there shall be an assembly for the Lord your God, and you must do no work. You are to count 7 weeks, counting these 7 weeks from the time you begin to put your sickle into the standing corn. You must then celebrate the Feast of Weeks for the Lord your God, with a gift of a voluntary offering from your hand in proportion to the way that the Lord your God has blessed you. You must rejoice in the presence of the Lord your God in the place where the Lord your God chooses to give his name a home, you and your son and daughter, your serving men and women, the Levite who lives in your towns, the stranger, the orphan, and the widow who live among you. Remember that you are a slave in Egypt, and carefully observe these laws. You must celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days, at the time when you gather in the produce of your threshing floor and winepress. You must rejoice at your feast, you and your son and daughter, your serving men and women, the Levite, the stranger, the orphan, and the widow who lives in your towns. For 7 days you are to celebrate the feast of the Lord your God in the place the Lord chooses, for the Lord your God will bless you in all your harvest and in all your handiwork, and you will be filled with joy. 3 times a year all your menfolk are to appear before the Lord your God in the place he chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, at the Feast of Tabernacles. No one must appear before the Lord empty-handed, but every man must give what he can in proportion to the blessing that the Lord your God gives you. Responsory from Deuteronomy 16. You must rejoice at your feast, you and your son and your daughter, the Levite, the stranger, the orphan, and the widow. And the Lord will bless you, and you will be filled with joy. See on the mountains the feet of the herald who brings good tidings, who proclaims peace. Keep your feasts, O Judah, and the Lord will bless you, and you will be filled with joy. A reading from the Treatise of St. Irenaeus Against the Heresies, Book 4. The Church's offering, which the Lord taught us to offer throughout the world, is accounted a pure sacrifice with God and accepted by Him. For He does not need our sacrifice, but, provided the gift is accepted, the man who offers the sacrifice is himself glorified in the act of offering. Any gift we may offer to a king is a proof of the honour and loyalty we feel for him, and it was because he wished us to make our offering in all simplicity and innocence that the Lord said, "When you offer your gift on the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar, and go first to be reconciled to your brother, and then come back and offer your gift." We must therefore offer God the first fruits of his creation, as Moses says, "You shall not appear empty before the Lord your God." By means of these gifts, a man may show his gratitude to God and so receive from him the honour which God gives. Offerings as such have not been rejected. There were offerings under the old law, and there are offerings now, offerings made by the people, offerings made now by the church. It is only the particular character of the offering that has been changed. Formerly, they were made by slaves. Now they are made by free men. One and the same Lord receives the sacrifices, but as there is a particular character belonging to the offerings of slaves, so too free men give sign of their freedom through the nature of the offering they make. With God, there is nothing that is purposeless, nothing that is without meaning or ill-considered. Thus, under the old law, they consecrated a tithe of their possessions, whereas those that have received their liberty set aside all they have for the Lord's use, and it is because they hope to receive greater blessings that they cheerfully and freely surrender more than a minimum. The poor widow cast the whole of her livelihood into the temple treasury. We must therefore make an offering to God, and show ourselves in everything grateful to Him who made us, in the purity of our thoughts, the sincerity of our faith, the firmness of our hope, and our burning charity, as we offer Him the first fruits of the creatures that are His. This is the pure offering that the Church alone makes to her Creator, presenting her gift to Him gratefully from His creation. We offer to Him what belongs to Him, as we appropriately recall our fellowship and union and confess the resurrection of flesh and spirit. For as the earthly bread, once it has received the invocation of God upon it, is no longer ordinary bread but the Eucharist, and is made up of two elements, heavenly and earthly, so too our bodies, once they have received the Eucharist, are no longer corruptible, but contain within themselves the hope of resurrection. Responsory from Hebrews 10. The law is not a full and faithful model of the real things. It is only a faint outline. It can never, by the same sacrifices which are offered continually, make perfect those who draw near to God. By a single offering, however, Christ has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. By a single offering, however, Christ has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. Let us pray. Almighty God, ruler of all things in heaven and on earth, listen favorably to the prayer of your people and grant us your peace in our day. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.